Chapter 26. But we all three have known, I expect, apostrophe said the inventor, a pretty many cases of its fixed determination, to be miles upon miles, and years upon years, behind the rest of us, and of its being found out persisting in the use of things long superseded, even after the better things were well known, and generally taken up. Apostrophe, apostrophe, they all agreed upon that. Well then, apostrophe said Doyce, with a sigh, as I know what such a metal will do at such a temperature, and such a body under such a pressure, so I may know if I will only consider how these great lords and gentlemen will certainly deal with such a matter as mine. I have no right to be surprised, with a head upon my shoulders, and memory in it, that I fall into the ranks with all who came before me. I ought to have let it alone. I have had warning enough, I am sure. Apostrophe, with that he put up his spectacle case, and said to Arthur, if I don't complain, Mr. Clennam, I can feel gratitude. And I assure you, that I feel it towards our mutual friend. Many's the day, and many's the way in which he has backed me. Apostrophe, stuff and nonsense, apostrophe said Mr. Meagles. Arthur could not, but glance at Daniel Doyce in the ensuing silence. Though it was evidently in the grain of his character, and of his respect for his own case, that he should abstain from idle murmuring, it was evident that he had grown the older, the sterner, and the poorer, for his long endeavor. He could not but think what a blessed thing it would have been for this man, if he had taken a lesson from the gentlemen who were so kind, as to take a nation's affairs in charge, and had learned how not to do it. Mr. Meagles was hot and despondent for about 5 minutes, and then began to cool and clear up. Come, come, apostrophe, apostrophe, said he. We shall not make this the better by being grim. Where do you think of going, Dan? Apostrophe, I shall go back to the factory, apostrophe, said Dan. Why then, we'll all go back to the factory, or walk in that direction, apostrophe returned Mr. Meagles cheerfully. Mr. Clennam won't be deterred by its being in Bleeding Heart Yard. Apostrophe, Bleeding Heart Yard? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Clennam. I want to go there. Apostrophe, so much the better, apostrophe, cried Mr. Meagles. Come along. Apostrophe, as they went along, certainly one of the party, and probably more than one, thought that Bleeding Heart Yard was no inappropriate destination for a man who had been in official correspondence with my lords, and the Barnacles, and perhaps had a misgiving also that Britannia herself might come to look for lodgings in Bleeding Heart Yard some ugly day or other, if she overdid the Circumlocution Office. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.